each night.
但是其实有许多的研究报告指出，我们每天晚上还是需要至少七到八小时的睡眠。
There are benefits to a good night's rest.
当有好的一个休息跟睡眠，有许多的好处。
You feel refreshed.
你会觉得重新得到更新。
You're more attentive.
你的注意力可以更集中。
You have energy.
你会有活力。
And you're ready to face the challenges and the difficulties of the day.
你预备好你每天要面对的挑战跟困难。
And you know when you're well rested,
而你知道当你好好的休息的时候,
that you get along with people better.
你的人际关系也变得更好。
You're nicer to them.
你对人会比较亲切。
More patient.
会比较有耐心。
And loving.
而且也会对他们有比较多的爱。
These are all benefits of getting physical rest.
这些都是我们好好休息可以得到的好处。
But there's also a need to get spiritual rest.
但是在我们的属灵的生命，我们属灵上也需要好好的来休息。
And a need to get emotional rest.
我们的情绪上也需要好好的休息。
So our spiritual walk and emotional feelings need to be rested.
所以我们的灵命的历程和一些情绪的感受都需要有时间来更新跟复苏。
So that we'll be refreshed.
所以我们可以重新的得到力量。
So God created each one of us.
上帝创造我们每一个人。
And he knows us intimately.
他深刻的认识我们。
And he knows the joys of your life.
他知道我们生活当中的喜乐跟遇到的挑战。
And he knows the challenges of your life.
他知道我们生活当中的挑战。
And he also knows that you need periods of rest.
他也知道我们会需要有一段时间的休息。
And God wants us to see times of rest as important as times of activity.
上帝要我们看重休息的时间，就像我们在活动时间一样。
It is good to work hard and serve God as much as possible.
若是我们能够尽心尽力的工作来服侍神是很好的。
God takes pleasure in your work.
上帝喜悦我们尽力的服侍来工作。
But God knows that your work will not be fruitful without rest.
但是他也知道若我们不好好的休息我们的工作不会有果效。
In English we have this phrase called burnout.
在英文有一句话叫做 burnout, 就是我们会精力耗尽精疲力竭。
Or burning the candle at both ends.
或者说燃像 一个蜡烛两头烧。
It means you're doing too much.
意思就是说你已经做太多了。
Burning out is not a good thing.
燃烧殆尽这样子完全的耗尽你的精力是不好的。
If you burn the candle at both ends, it won't last as long.
如果你的蜡烛两端你都把它燃起来它不会持续的很久。
So God has given us a command to rest.
所以上帝给我们命令要我们休息。
In the Bible, this word is called Sabbath.
在圣经有一个字叫做 Sabbath.
It's a Hebrew word that means to rest.
它是一个希伯来文，它的意思就是要休息安息。
So God created the heavens and the earth and everything on the earth.
上帝创造了天地和万物。
And God is an all-powerful God, and his abilities are unlimited.
上帝是全能的，而且他的能力是无限的。
So when God created the world,
所以当上帝创造宇宙万物的时候
He was not tired.
他并不会感到疲惫
He was not sweating.
他不会流汗
The Bible tells us that God worked for 6 days.
圣经告诉我们上帝工作了六天
And in Genesis chapter 2:1-3, it reads this way.
在创世纪二章一到三节圣经是这样讲到天地万物都造齐了到第七日，神造物的工已经完毕，就在第七日歇了他一切的工，安息了。神赐福给第七日，定为圣日，因为在这日神歇了他一切创造的工，就安息了。
God was not tired when he rested on that seventh day.
当上帝在他第七日休息的时候，并不是因为他累了。
He was finished with his work.
而是他完成了他的工作。
And so the seventh day was a blessed day because of the work of the previous 6 days.
因为先前的六日的工作，第七天是神所祝福的日子。
And God put a special blessing on that seventh day.
而上帝给他特别的祝福。
And God continues to work today.
而上帝到今天，他仍然不断的工作。
For example, in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10.
例如在以弗所书二章十节那边讲到，我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的。为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
We are his workmanship.
我们是上帝的工作。
God has shaped you and is forming you.
上帝塑造我们，
He wants you to live a certain way so that you can do good works.
上帝希望我们能够活出他的形象，所以我们可以行善。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 13。
在腓立比书二章十三节也讲到，因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
It says, for it is God who works in you.
这里讲到是神在你们心里运行。
God is constantly thinking of you and helping you to be better.
上帝是不断无时无刻的想到我们，帮助我们。
And Hebrews chapter 13, verses 20 to 21.
在希伯来书十三章二十到二十一节讲到，但愿赐平安的神，就是那凭永渊之血使群羊的大牧人，我主耶稣从死里复活的神，在各样善事上成全你们，叫你们遵行他的旨意，又借着耶稣基督在你们心里行他所喜悦的事，愿荣耀归给他，直到永永远远。阿们。
God wants to equip us to work in us.
上帝希望能够装备我们，想要在我们身上有工作。
Just because God created the heavens and the earth in 6 days in the book of Genesis,
在创世纪，上帝用六天创造了宇宙万物。
Doesn't mean he stopped working in your own lives.
并不代表他就在第七日休息了，没有在我们的身上继续的工作。
So God wants us to work on this earth.
所以上帝希望我们能够在这个世上，我们也能够工作，能够服侍。
As much as he gave Adam that same commandment to take care and watch over the Garden of Eden, he gives us the same command to work in our world.
就像当初他给亚当一个命令要做管理看守伊甸园的工作，今天上帝也把这样管理的一个责任交给我们。
In Exodus chapter 20, verses 8 to 11, he gives this command.
在出埃及记二十章八到十一节，他给他的百姓这样子的一个命令：当纪念安息日，守为圣日。六日要劳碌做你一切的工，但第七日是向耶和华你神当守的安息日。这一日，你和你的儿女、仆婢、牲畜，并你城里寄居的客旅，无论何工都不可做，因为六日之内，耶和华造天地海和其中的万物，第七日便安息。所以耶和华赐福于安息日，定为圣日。
So 6 days of working.
所以六天的工作。
One day to rest.
第七天休息。
This was so important to God that he tells the people to make sure their children rest and any servants they have, they should rest also.
这个事情对上帝是如此的重要，他甚至说是你和你的儿女，还有其他的人，还有牲畜。
It's so important, he says, let your animals rest.
甚至是你的牲畜都要休息。
And he calls it a holy day.
而且他把它定为圣日。
This idea is so important, God calls for a rest on the earth itself.
而这个命令也是非常的重要，甚至上帝在地上的创造也需要时间来休息。
In Leviticus chapter 25, verses 3 to 5, it reads this way.
在利未记25章3到5节讲到，六年要耕种田地，也要修理葡萄园，收藏地的出产。第七年，地要守圣安息。就是向耶和华守的安息，不可耕种田地，也不可修理葡萄园，一落自长的庄稼不可收割，没有修理的葡萄树也不可摘取葡萄，这年地要守圣安息。
So he says, 6 years you can work the land and get fruit and vegetables from it.
所以他这里讲到在六年你都可以耕种田地。
But that seventh year, let it rest.
但是到了第七年，你要让这个地能够休息休耕。
And he says, because it's a Sabbath for God.
而这里讲到，因为这是一个圣日。
So it is possible to farm a piece of land too much.
是有可能对一片土地过度的耕种开发的。
There are nutrients and minerals in the soil.
在土地里面有许多的营养，许多的矿物质。
And if you farm too much, you lose that.
如果你过度的耕种跟开发，你就失去了这些营养素。
So when the land is rested, it becomes refreshed and fruitful again.
所以当土地有休息，土地就可以再次的复苏，带来更多的收成。
And same with us.
就像我们人一样。
There's something special that happens when we take a period of rest, as Isaiah 58 reads.
当我们在有休息的时候，在属灵上会有一些事情发生，在以赛亚书 58章13到14节这里记载，你若在安息日调转你的脚步，在我圣日不以操作为喜乐，称安息日为可喜乐的，称耶和华的圣日为可尊重的，而且尊敬这日，不办自己的私事，不随自己的私意，不说自己的私话，你就以耶和华为乐。耶和华要使你成家地的高处，又以你祖雅各的产业养育你。这是耶和华亲口说的。
It says, if we find the Sabbath day as a holy day, as an honorable day,
如果我们认为第七日是一个圣日，是一个安息日，值得尊敬的，
and we actually take a rest day,
而我们真正的在这一日来休息，
It says, we will delight in God,
我们就以神为乐，
we'll find all of our pleasures and our joys rooted in God,
我们会发现喜乐跟满足在上帝的里面。
We will experience God as our heavenly Father who cares for us.
我们真正经历到上帝成为我们的天父。
Our heavenly Father calls his children to rest.
我们在天上的父要我们这些孩子需要休息。
Even Jesus emphasized the importance of rest.
甚至到了新约，耶稣也强调休息的重要。
In Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, 29, Jesus tells us this.
在马太福音11章28到29节，耶稣说道：“凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。”
For Christians, our ultimate rest is in Jesus Christ.
对一个基督徒来说，我们真正的休息是在基督里找到的。
And he says, for everyone who's tired, who's burdened and weary, to come to him and cast our cares on him.
而在这里，他讲到耶稣邀请所有劳苦担重担的人都可以到他那里。
We find our complete rest in Jesus Christ.
我们可以在他的里面找到完全的安息。
From the worries of the world.
从这个世界上的烦恼。
From the busyness of daily life.
可能是我们每天日常的工作。
From the struggles of stress and sickness and uncertainty.
可能我们生活中有许多压力的挣扎、疾病跟不确定性。
The Bible never says that God will always take away our difficulties in this world.
圣经上并没有教导说上帝会将我们一切的挣扎都挪去。
But resting in Him gives us a new perspective about our lives.
但在主里的安息给我们一个新的眼界。
It's a perspective that's focused on God and not our own problems.
也就是把那个焦点转向上帝，而不是我们自己的问题。
And even today, the Bible calls us to rest, make that an important part of our lives.
甚至今天，上帝的话语仍旧这样教导我们，它成为我们生活当中重要的一个部分。
And even pastors are called to rest.
甚至牧师也是需要休息的。
One of the benefits at Golden Gate Christian Church is that pastors are allowed to take a sabbatical.
有一个在这个金门教会当牧师的一个福利，就是在服事的六年之后可以有休假。
So after 6 years of working, we can take a period of time off called a sabbatical.
所以在六年的服事之后，我可以有规划一段时间来休息，我们把它称为 sabbatical.
Yeah. So similar to God saying, work for 6 periods of time and then you take a period of time off.
就类似于在上帝的命令，你工作六天，有一日是休息，安息日。
So I am eligible for a sabbatical in the year 2018. That will be the beginning of my 7th year.
所以我就申请了这个使用这一项福利。2018年会成为我使用这个福利的时间。
I originally did not want to take it.
一开始我是不想要使用这个福利的。
Because I did not think I felt that tired.
因为我并没有觉得我有这么疲惫需要使用这个福利。
I didn't think I needed it.
我也不觉得我需要。
And Pastor Helen, who took her sabbatical, it was a period of 20 years before she got her sabbatical.
岳宇堂的赵牧师，他使用这个福利是在他已经服侍20年之后。
So someone reminded me that there's a purpose in pastoral sabbaticals.
但是有人重新的提醒我，其实这个休息是有一个目的的。
It's for rest, renewal, refreshment.
是让自己可以休息，可以更新。
It's not just for a vacation.
并不是只是一个好像休假。
So the goal after a pastor returns from a sabbatical is this.
所以当我回来之后是有一个目标的。
Is to be able to serve the congregation, to serve you even better.
那个目的就是为了能够更好的服侍人，服侍我们在当中的每一位弟兄姐妹。
So that includes being able to preach better.
可以更好的传讲神的话语。
Being able to encourage you more.
可以更好的来激励弟兄姐妹。
Being more fervent in prayer.
可以更多的来祷告。
So I will take my sabbatical next year.
所以我将在明年开始我的这个 sabbatical 的休息。
So we're allowed a 6-month sabbatical.
我们能够有六个月的时间。
And so I wanted to be focused with a purpose for my sabbatical.
所以我希望我的这个 sabbatical 的休假是有聚精在一个目的的。
I just did not want to take time off.
我不想只是好像单纯的去休假放假。
So I have a theme.
所以我有给自己一些计划跟主题。
In English, it's the theme. My theme is Christ, community, and culture.
在我给自己定的一个目标呢，就是我在对基督的方面，在对群体的方面，以及在对文化上面，我希望能够做一些事情。
Do I have that slide up?
后面的同工，请你帮我把投影片放到那一张。
There you go.
谢谢。
So in English, it sounds. What's the word I'm looking for? It sounds a little bit wittier because it's Christ, community, and culture. It doesn't sound quite that way in Chinese.
在英文听起来是很精简的，好像不是那么清楚。
But let me talk about these three areas that I want to focus on.
但是让我能够更清楚的来说明这三个方向是什么意思。
The first is Christ.
第一个部分是对基督。
So I want to have a deeper, more intimate relationship with Jesus.
我希望自己可以跟耶稣能够有更深的一个关系。
So even pastors sometimes can need refreshment in their relationship with Jesus.
尽管是牧师，我也是需要常常的重新的更新我跟上帝之间的关系。
And because pastors are your shepherds,
因为牧师就是一个牧者。
We need to be as intimate with Jesus as possible to be able to help and lead you.
唯有我们可以跟耶稣基督建立越密切的关系，我们就越能帮助弟兄姐妹。
So some of the things I have planned.
所以我计划了一些事情要去做。
I want to do some personal retreats by myself.
我自己会有一个个人的一个退休的时间。
Maybe go off on to a retreat site or camping. I like camping.
可能到一个安静，退到一个安静的地方，或者到山边去露营。
And in those periods of time, to be able to read and to pray and to reflect.
所以在当中的这些时间，我就可以花一些时间阅读，能够花一些时间来祷告，自我省察。
I will probably receive some counseling.
我可能也去接受一些个人的咨询。
Now, pastors are usually the ones who are always counseling other people.
牧师往往是去成为一个顾问，去咨询别人的人。
But I think it's healthy for, at least for me, to be able to talk to someone who's not inside of Golden Gate Christian Church and tell them some things that are on my heart and my mind.
而我想对我来说，这个事情也是健康的。如果我可以去跟一个其他别的教会的一个长辈，属灵长辈来讲一些我心里的话，对我来说，我也可以接受咨询，接受到力量跟鼓励。
So, and I will also spend probably Sunday mornings visiting other churches.
我也计划在一些的礼拜天去其他的教会来崇拜。
Just to see the bigger the vision of God's church, not just our little church here.
就能够让我自己的眼界可以更宽广，看看上帝怎么样在其他的教会工作。
May I also encourage you in this way?
我也这样子的来鼓励你。
That you would know Jesus Christ better every single day.
鼓励你能够每天更认识耶稣基督。
Read your Bible.
读圣经。
Pray more.
祷告。
Spend some time in quiet.
更多的时间来灵修。
And learn to fall in love with Jesus again.
重新学习燃起对耶稣基督当初起初的热情。
I think it's very easy to get so busy that we forget about Jesus.
我想他是非常容易，我们就陷入非常的忙碌，而忘记了耶稣基督。
The second thing I want to do is develop community.
而第二件事情，第二个方向，我所关注的是群体。
So for me, it's connecting or reconnecting with family and friends.
对我来说就是重新的跟我的家人朋友能够有联系。
So sometimes because of distance or just busyness of ministry, I don't really have a time to keep up with friends or family members.
许多的时候因为我们居住的地方，我们的忙碌，我们很难有时间能够跟他们相处。
So I do want to spend some time traveling with my family, my wife and my two children.
所以我会花一点时间去跟我的家人相处，我的妻子，我的两个孩子。
I've been to Hong Kong and China a long, long time ago.
我在过去去了这个中国跟香港。
My family has never been to Asia.
但是他们从来没有去过亚洲。
So we do plan on a trip to Asia.
所以我们计划能够有一个旅行是到亚洲去。
To Taiwan, Japan, and China.
可以到台湾，可以到日本，可以到大陆。
We have missionary friends in Taiwan and Japan that we'll visit.
我们也有宣教士的朋友在台湾跟日本。
Don't quite know where we'll go in China yet.
还不太确定我们会到中国大陆的什么地方。
If you have any suggestions, I'll be glad to take those.
如果你们有任何的建议的话，欢迎来告诉我。
And here in the States, to be able to visit friends and family that I don't really see very often.
我也希望在这段时间我可以去探访我的家人。我的朋友不常见面的。
I have a sister who lives in the Midwest. I see every 3, 4, or 5 years.
我有一个姐姐在 Midwest 的地方，我可能不常见到她，可能5年、6年才见一次面。
And then lots of friends through ministry that I don't really get to see often either.
而且也有许多一起服侍的伙伴在那个地方。
So for you,
所以对你来说
，Are there members of your family or friends that you've lost touch with?
有没有很久没有联络的家人或是朋友？
Maybe a son or daughter you haven't talked with for a while.
或许可能就是你的儿子、你的女儿，你已经一段时间没有跟他说话了。
Your mother or your father.
或是你的母亲、父亲。
Do you have old friends you haven't called or talked to?
一些老朋友。
Can you be encouraging and encouraged if you reconnect with them?
当你重新跟他保持联络的时候，你们能不能互相的鼓励
？Healthy relationships keep us excited and happy.
健康的人际关系让我们可以重新得力，我们能够感到快乐，也感到兴奋。
And healthy relationships give you the opportunity to be an example of Jesus Christ to them and share the gospel.
而健康的人际关系也给我们机会，让我们可以去分享福音。
The third thing I would like to do is engage with culture.
第三个方向，我给自己的目标是我希望自己能够更熟悉一些文化。
So I want to do that in two ways.
我希望可以在两个部分来做努力。
First, with who I am as a Chinese person.
第一个部分是关于我自己，如果我自己是一个华人。
So as I mentioned previously, travel to Asia.
像我之前所说的，我会有一个到亚洲的旅程。
But when I was a young boy,
但是当我年轻的时候,
my mother tried to teach me Chinese.
我的妈妈尝试着教导我中文,
but I refused.
但是我拒绝。
So I said, we're in America, Mom. We don't need to speak Chinese.
我认为我已经在美国了, 我并不需要学习中文。
And I regret that to this day.
我非常后悔我当初的那个决定。
So one thing I would like to try to do is to learn Chinese, speak Chinese.
所以其中一个我给自己的目标是我要尝试着去学习中文。
My family comes from Toisan.
我的家人从泰山来，开山来。
We're villagers.
村子里的乡下人。
So it would be, I know a few phrases and a few words in Toisanese.
我知道有一些当地的方言。
I count to 10.
大概十个。
I can ask where the bathroom is.
我知道怎么样问厕所在哪里。
But I don't think anybody gives Toisan lessons.
但是我想可能没有任何的人会给这个地方一个这个学习语言上面的一个学习。
So my choices are either on Cantonese or Mandarin.
所以我的选择就只剩下两个。
I can't
我可能选择粤语或者是选择华语。
I understand Cantonese has 8 tones.
像粤语可能有8个音调。
Mandarin has 4.
华语有四个。
Guess which one I'm going to learn.
我应该学哪一个呢？
So I've been looking around to see places in San Francisco to take Mandarin lessons.
所以我已经开始寻找在旧金山地区有没有什么地方我可以上一些语言方面的课程。
So when I come back after my sabbatical.
所以当我从我的这个休息回来的时候
I won't need a translator anymore.
他就不需要这个翻译 which is good.
The other part of culture that I would like to connect with is San Francisco itself.
另外一个部分在文化上面我希望能够做的是关于旧金山这个城市。
If you live in San Francisco, you know there are many different neighborhoods.
如果你在旧金山的话，你就知道这里有许多不同的这个地区。
They're all unique.
他们都非常的特别。
And they're all different in their character.
他们都在自己的文化的象征上面很不一样。
And different churches and different organizations are trying to reach out to their own communities and neighborhoods.
不同的地方教会也尝试着对他们当地特别的这些种文化跟种族来接触他们。
So I would like to learn more by visiting some of these neighborhoods.
所以我希望可以学习到更多文化上面的事，借着我去探访这些地方。
But by spending time with some of these pastors and these people who work in these neighborhoods.
跟一些在那个地方牧养的宣教士或者是牧者花时间了解。
Because I not only want to learn about San Francisco, I want to learn how to love San Francisco even more.
因为我不单单只是希望知识上面的学习到旧金山是什么样一个地方，我希望我自己可以更多的去爱这个城市。
So how can you connect with your culture?
所以对你来说，你要怎么样跟你的文化有更多的连接呢？
Learn to speak Mandarin.
学习怎么样说一个语言？
No, maybe.Take English lessons. You can come over to the English service and listen to me.
有的时候也到英文堂去聚聚会。
But I think you can pay attention to the neighborhoods that you live in or neighborhoods that you visit.
我想你可以对你所住的这个社区有更多的了解。
See how people are similar to you. See how people are different than you.
看看你社区里面的人是跟你有什么相似或是不同的地方。
And learn to love San Francisco.
学习去爱这个城市旧金山。
When you walk through different neighborhoods, pray for that neighborhood.
当你在街上走的时候，你甚至可以为这些地方祷告。
And ask God that He would do a really good work in those neighborhoods.
就像上帝为这些城市祷告预备一样。
Is the Sabbath only on Sundays?
是这个 Sabbath 这个安息休息是仅止在星期天吗？
The Bible doesn't really explicitly say it's only to be on Sundays.
圣经并没有特别的指明说只有是星期天。
But I think it is a good day because we come to church, we have fellowship, we spend time with family.
但我相信星期天是好的，因为我们就可以来到教会跟弟兄姐妹在一起，我们一起敬拜。
But Sundays may not fit your schedule. I understand that.
但在现代的生活，许多的时候可能星期天不一定能够跟我们的时间配合。
You just want to be able to set some time aside so you can have a Sabbath.
你需要的是把你一个时间可以分别出来，有安息。
And it doesn't have to be an entire day.
它也不一定需要是一整天。
Could be half a day.
可以是半天的时间。
But be very intentional about what you do.
但是特别的注意你自己在那段时间所要做的是什么。
So I encourage you to rest with a purpose.
所以我鼓励你的休息是有目的的休息。
Be refreshed in your relationship with Jesus Christ.
更新你自己跟主耶稣基督的关系。
Be physically refreshed.
你自己生理体力上面的一个恢复。
So develop spiritual eyes and a spiritual heart.
所以你更多的培养自己有一个属神的一个眼光跟一个心智。
It's good to have goals.
有一个目标是好的。
Have lunch with a friend or a family member you haven't seen for a while.
可能跟你久不见的朋友或家人共进一顿午餐。
Go out for tea or coffee and spend some time alone with God reading your Bible.
或是当你自己去饮茶喝咖啡的时候，你可以花一些时间独自的祷告。
Take a long walk in nature and just praise God for His creation.
或是花一点时间你去健行，去亲近大自然。看看上帝，赞美上帝的创造。
Maybe not this weekend because it's too hot.
或许不是这个礼拜，因为这礼拜真是太热了。
But there are many ways to be refreshed and be rested on a Sabbath.
但有许多的方式我们都可以使用来休息。
So I want you to ask yourself.
所以我希望你问你自己一个问题。
Do you ever feel refreshed with Jesus?
你有没有重新的觉得你自己跟上帝的关系是恢复是更新的是新鲜的
Is there something that you can do, even if it's small, to have a Sabbath?
有没有什么事情是一个小事情是你自己可以做让你自己再次更新的呢
I would encourage you to do that.
我鼓励你这样做
Let me pray for us.
让我们一起祷告
Heavenly Father, we thank you.